Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of truth about navigating this wild digital world. I'm Nova Lane, your guide through the chaos of likes, shares, and that endless scroll. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: using social media to actually improve your mental health. You heard me right. It's not always doom and gloom out there in the online jungle. We can totally turn the tables and make these platforms work for us instead of the other way around. Ever felt like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Or that you're losing precious time getting sucked into endless feeds? You know that feeling when your anxiety spikes after scrolling through Instagram and everyone seems to be living their best life except you? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can break free from those mental traps and use social media in a way that actually makes us feel good. So, let's get down to business with 5 key takeaways that will change the game. First things first, ditch the comparison trap. Remember, social media is often a highlight reel, not real life. Those perfectly curated photos and captions are just snapshots, not the whole story. It's easy to feel inadequate when comparing your everyday struggles to someone else's filtered reality. So, step back, unfollow accounts that trigger negativity, and focus on celebrating your own wins, big or small. Every victory, even something as simple as making a healthy meal or getting through a tough day, deserves to be celebrated. Second, curate your feed with intention. Think of it like choosing a playlist for your mood. Do you want uplifting music, calming melodies, or something energetic? Your social media should be the same. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, teach you something new, or simply bring joy to your day. Third, set boundaries and stick to them. This is crucial, folks. Treat social media like a guest in your house. Welcome when it's appropriate, but don't let it take over your life. Decide on specific times for checking apps and actually stick to those limits. Imagine you have a dinner date with your amazing friends you know, the ones who aren't filtered. Would you spend the whole time glued to your phone? No way. Treat social media with the same respect. Fourth, remember that real connection is key. Social media can be a great tool for staying in touch with loved ones, but don't let it replace face-to-face interactions. Call a friend, have a coffee date, or go for a walk together. Those genuine connections are what truly nourish our souls. And finally, practice digital mindfulness. When you find yourself scrolling aimlessly, ask yourself, what am I actually getting out of this? Are you feeling inspired, informed, or entertained? Or are you just numbly consuming content without thinking? Being aware of your online habits can help you use social media more consciously and intentionally. Alright, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram after work, trying to unwind, but suddenly, all these influencers are flaunting their perfect vacations and exotic meals. You start comparing yourself, feeling inadequate about your own day, the traffic jam, the spilled coffee, the unfinished report. Before you know of it, you're down a rabbit hole of negativity, feeling more stressed than relaxed. Sound familiar? Now imagine this. You set a timer for 30 minutes on your phone, consciously choose accounts that inspire you, think artists, motivational speakers, or nature photographers, and engage with content that truly lifts your spirits. Maybe even share something positive about your own day. See the difference? That's the power of intention. Listen, using social media to improve your mental health isn't a magic trick. It takes conscious effort, self-awareness, and a willingness to change your habits. But trust me, it's totally worth it. By setting boundaries, curating your feed with intention, and practicing digital mindfulness, you can reclaim control over your online experience and create a space that truly nourishes your mind and soul. Remember, you're the captain of your ship. So, go out there. Be intentional and turn social media from a source of stress into a tool for positivity. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little digital detox inspiration. Until next time, stay awesome and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.